Hajj. The importance and virtues of Mecca and the sacred mosque. The sacred mosque, Al-Masjid Al-Haram, is located in Mecca, a city on the western side of the Arabian Peninsula, and has numerous virtues including the following. 1. It houses the Kaaba. The Kaaba is a cube-shaped building located at the center of the sacred mosque in Mecca. It is the direction towards which Muslims turn in prayer, as well as during some other acts of worship which Allah commands them to do. It was built by Prophet Abraham and his son Ishmael, following Allah's command to do so, and was rebuilt several times throughout history. As the Quran states, "And when Abraham and Ishmael were raising the foundations of the house, the Kaaba, they prayed, 'Our Lord, accept this from us, for you are the all-hearing, the all-knowing.'" Surat Al-Baqarah 2:127. Prophet Muhammad himself took part in laying the black stone in its proper place, along with the various Meccan tribes when they rebuilt the Kaaba. 2. It was the first mosque ever built on earth. Abu Dar, one of the Prophet's noble companions, once asked the Prophet, "Messenger of Allah, which mosque was built first on earth?" "The sacred mosque in Mecca," he replied. Abu Dar again asked, "Which was next?" "Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem," he replied. "How long was the period between them?" Abu Dar further inquired. 40 years, the Prophet replied. "Wherever you may be, and the prayer time becomes due," he continued, "offer the prayer there, for virtue lies in offering the prayers at their due times." Sahih al-Bukhari 3186, Sahih Muslim 520. 3. The reward for offering prayers in it is multiplied many times over. The Prophet said, "One prayer in this mosque of mine in Medina is better than 1,000 prayers in any other except the sacred mosque in Mecca, and one prayer in the sacred mosque is better than 100,000 prayers anywhere else." Sunan ibn Majah 1406, Musnad Ahmad 14694. 4. Allah and His Messenger have declared it sacred. As the Quran states, "I have been ordered to worship the Lord of this city which He has declared sacred. Everything belongs to Him, and I have been ordered to be one of the Muslims." Surat An-Naml 27:91. This verse makes it plain that Allah has declared Mecca a sanctuary and has thus forbidden people from committing injustices or shedding blood in it, chasing its game, or cutting down its trees or grass. The Prophet once observed, "Allah, not the people, has made Mecca a sanctuary. Therefore, any person who believes in Allah and the Last Day should neither shed blood in it nor cut down its trees." Sahih al-Bukhari 104, Sahih Muslim 1354. 5. It is the dearest of all lands to Allah and His Messenger. One of the Prophet's companions once said, "I saw Allah's Messenger sitting on his camel in the Al-Hazwara market, addressing Mecca thus, 'By Allah, you are the best and the dearest of all lands of Allah to him. Had I not been driven out of you, I would never have left you.'" Sunan At-Tirmidhi 3925 and Nasa'is As-Sunan Al-Kabra 4252. 6. Allah has made pilgrimage to the sacred house obligatory upon all those who are able to do so. Abraham proclaimed pilgrimage to the people, and they came to perform it from distant places. According to a prophetic tradition, all the prophets performed Hajj to the sacred house. Regarding Allah's command to Abraham in this respect, the Quran states, "Announce Hajj to mankind. They will come to you on foot and on every sort of lean animal, coming by every distant road." Surat Al-Hajj 22:27. The meaning of Hajj. Hajj is the religious journey undertaken to the sacred mosque in Mecca and some of the surrounding areas, with the intention of performing the pilgrimage rituals. This journey involves a series of activities taught by the Prophet, which include, among other things, assuming the condition of ritual purity, ihram, walking 7 times around the Kaaba, walking 7 times between the hills of As-Safa and Al-Marwa, staying in the plain of Arafah, and throwing pebbles at the stone pillars in Mina. Indeed, Hajj provides pilgrims with huge benefits, including, among other things, declaration of the oneness of Allah, immense forgiveness, getting to know one another, and learning the rulings of Islam. The Hajj rites are usually performed between the 8th and 13th of Dhul Hijjah, the 12th month of the Islamic lunar calendar. Who must perform it? For a Muslim to perform Hajj, he has to be legally accountable for his actions, mukallaf, and able to do so. Legal accountability, taklif, means he has to be mature and sane. What does ability mean? Ability here involves the ability to undertake the journey to the sacred mosque through legitimate means and to perform the Hajj rites without undergoing unusually strenuous hardships and without risking personal safety and property. This also means that the expenses the pilgrim requires for Hajj must be in excess of his needs and the needs of his dependents. The ability to perform Hajj. Different circumstances. 1. The ability to perform Hajj in person. This ability allows a Muslim to undertake the journey to the sacred house without undergoing unusually strenuous hardships while having sufficient means to do so. He must, in this case, perform it in person. 2. The financial ability to authorize someone else to perform Hajj on one's behalf. This applies to a Muslim who is unable to perform Hajj in person due to illness or old age, but who has the means to authorize someone else to perform it on his behalf. He must, in this case, offer the proxy the necessary expenses to perform it on his behalf. 3. Lack of ability to perform Hajj in person or by proxy. A person who cannot possibly do so is exempt from performing Hajj altogether. To illustrate, a person who does not have expenses in excess of his needs and the needs of his dependents with which he can perform Hajj does not have to perform it at all, nor is he required to raise or collect money in order to perform it. However, he must perform it as soon as he becomes physically and financially able to do so. A woman needs a mahram as a companion to perform Hajj. For a woman to perform Hajj, she has to be with her husband or any of her male relatives whom she is not permitted to marry because of their close blood relationship, mahram, such as her father, grandfather, sons, grandsons, brothers, nephews, and uncles. However, if a woman performs Hajj without a mahram in such a way that she is not exposed to any danger whatsoever, her Hajj is valid and would certainly suffice. Virtues of Hajj. Performing Hajj has numerous virtues, including the following. 1. It is one of the best deeds in the sight of Allah. The Prophet was once asked, "What is the best deed?" He replied, "Belief in Allah and His Messenger." He was then asked, "What next?" "Fighting in the way of Allah," he replied. He was further asked, "What next?" He replied, "Hajj that is performed correctly and is accepted by Allah." Sahih al-Bukhari, 1447, Sahih Muslim, 83. 2. It is a season of great forgiveness. The Prophet said, "Whoever performs the pilgrimage for Allah's sake, avoids intimate relations with his wife, does not fight with anyone nor abuse anyone, he will return home free from sins like the day his mother gave birth to him." Sahih al-Bukhari, 1449, Sahih Muslim, 1350. 3. It provides a great opportunity to be saved from the hellfire. The Prophet said, "There is no day on which Allah frees people from the fire as He does on the day of Arafah." Sahih Muslim, 1348. 4. The reward for it is paradise, as evidenced by the saying of the Prophet, "There is no reward for a Hajj that is performed correctly and is accepted by Allah except paradise." Sahih Muslim, 1349. However, these and other merits will be enjoyed only by those who perform it solely for the sake of Allah and follow in the footsteps of the Prophet. The ultimate goals of Hajj. Hajj has numerous goals and objectives. After instructing pilgrims about what to do regarding the sacrificial animal they have to slaughter to seek closeness to Allah, Allah states, "Their flesh and blood does not reach Allah. It is your piety that reaches Him." Surat al-Hajj, 22:37. The Prophet also said in this connection, "Going round the Kaaba, running between the hills of As-Safa and Al-Marwa, and the stoning of the pillars, are only meant for the remembrance of Allah. Sunan Abu Dawud, 1888. These goals and objectives include the following. 1. A demonstration of total submission and humility to Allah. This is realized when pilgrims forsake all forms of luxury and adornment, and wear simple, seamless garments before assuming the condition of ritual purity, ihram, showing their total need and dependence on their Lord, and ridding themselves of all worldly concerns and pursuits that may otherwise distract them from demonstrating total devotion to Him, which is bound to invite His mercy and forgiveness. This demonstration of total submission becomes all the more vivid on the day of Arafah, when they stand before their Lord in a state of awe and reverence, giving thanks to Him for His countless blessings and seeking His forgiveness for their slips and failings. 2. A demonstration of gratefulness to Allah. Gratefulness to Allah for performing Hajj is shown for both the money and good health Allah has provided, which are amongst the greatest worldly blessings Allah has bestowed on man. When a Muslim performs Hajj, he actually demonstrates gratefulness to Allah for these two blessings by undergoing great physical hardships and spending his money to seek closeness to Allah in total obedience to Him. Showing gratefulness is a duty that is not only established and affirmed by reasoning, but also ordained by divine law. 3. A wholesome demonstration of the universality of Islam. Muslims from the four corners of the world gather in the Holy Land in response to the call of Allah. They get to know one another, and the barriers of race, color, language, and social class are set aside in this fraternity of faith that unites all Muslims in the largest annual human gathering, in which they help one another in furthering virtue and God consciousness. 4. It is a reminder of the Day of Judgment. Hajj reminds those who perform it of the Day of Resurrection, when all human beings will stand equal before Allah for the final judgment. When pilgrims stand in the plain of Arafah, after assuming the state of ritual purity, ihram, by replacing their ordinary clothes with simple garments and expressing their readiness to serve Allah, and perceive the countless multitudes of pilgrims all dressed in what looks like shrouds, this will open their eyes to what they will go through after death and will prompt them to strive harder in preparation for the hereafter. 5. It is a demonstration of true worship of Allah alone. This is realized through the pilgrim's recitation of the Talbiyah, Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. Here I am at your service, O Allah. Here I am. Here I am at your service. You have no partners. Yours alone is all praise and bounty, and yours alone is the sovereignty. You have no partners. Describing the Talbiyah, one of the Prophet's companions once referred to them as words of pure monotheism. Sahih Muslim, 1218. Indeed, pure monotheism is apparent in all the Hajj rites, words and deeds, without exception. Umrah. Umrah, or minor pilgrimage, Hajj being the major pilgrimage, is an act of worship which consists of ritual practices that are confined to the sacred mosque area only, namely entering the sacred state of purity, ihram, walking 7 times round the Kaaba, walking 7 times between the hills of As-Safa and Al-Marwa, and then having one's head shaved or one's hair cut short. The Islamic ruling regarding Umrah. It is obligatory for those who can afford it once in their lifetime, and it is recommended to perform it again and again. Its time. It may be undertaken any time throughout the year, but performing it during the month of Ramadan has a special merit, as the Prophet states, performing Umrah during the month of Ramadan is equal to performing Hajj, pilgrimage, in merit and excellence. Sahih al-Bukhari, 3186, and Sahih Muslim, 520.